palace, killed his old Marshalls at Candace Marshalls' husband in Miami. I know you read about that one.
And a mafia person?
And then no, they were from me. He was a banker and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And Percy Foreman loped out there with enough money. He bought that jewelry. He had to.
Yeah.
The man's fingerprints is on the broken bottle. Part of the glass was in the man's head. But still, his fingerprints were all over the cooking, icebox, all over the place. But still, when Foreman got over there with enough money, they cleared him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, cleared them both. That was all cut and dried. She lives right over here in River Oaks. And got a big, I guess about $1 million home over there.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, that's what I'm talking about, things like that. And if you got enough money and know where to place it, why,
yeah,
you got it made. And I still think that the system over in England has the best system. They have three judges to sit in on you.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they say you're guilty until it's proven innocent. Well, it really don't make no difference. You're guilty until you're proven innocent in this country, too. But you just don't know it.
Yeah. What would you call milk or cream that you could take and mix with sugar and nutmeg and make something you could pour over pot? Just a sweet liquid like that. Did y'all ever do anything like that?
No, I don't know. That Utah, it sounds to me like you're trying to concoct the eggnog and then to put a little whiskey in it.
If you were thirsty, you'd say, I went over to the sink and I poured myself a...
Do what?
If you were thirsty, you'd say, I went over to the sink and poured myself a...
Well, I went to the sink and got me a drink of water.
Okay, and you drink it out of the...
cup or glass, whatever I drank it out of.
And you'd say the glass fell off the sink and...
broke.
So somebody has done what to the glass?
Well, I don't know what.
Would you say they've broke the glass or broken the glass, or how would you say that?
I'd say they broke the glass.
Okay, so the glass has been...
broken.
And you say, I didn't mean to.
It was an accident.
Okay, I didn't mean to do what?
Well, I don't know why you would use that word. That's kind of like them quiz shows. I just don't know.
Well, you say if a glass falls off the sink, it'll do what?
Break.
And if you want someone not to wait until the potatoes are passed over to them, you tell them, just go ahead and...
Well, you would pass it to them.
Or you'd say...
pass me so-and-so.
Or just go ahead and what yourself.
Well, if I was to tell them, I'd say, go ahead and use your boarding house reach. Just reach over and get it.
Okay. And... if you decided not to eat something, you'd say, no thank you, I don't.
I'd say, no thanks, I don't care for it.
And you put food in your mouth and then you begin to...
Well, you automatically start chewing it if, you,
okay,
if you're normal.
And you say, he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck in his throat and he couldn't... He could chew it, but he couldn't what?
Swallow it.
And... what would you call something made out of cornmeal? You take cornmeal and salt and water and boil it together, make something you eat with a spoon.
Corn mush.
Did y'all used to eat that?